The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Holy shit, is that my dead relatives? Why the fuck am I animated? You're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box with Gabe, Tim, Doyle. I think that's it.
Juan,
oh no, Juan's here.
Juan, you son of a bitch.
We're in court.
Corona's starting to get to him, boys.
I'll be fine. I'm fine.
He's dying.
He's fuck. Dead.
We're all laughing about it, too. fuck Gabe.
Got that coronavirus.
Corona.
These are weird.
We're recording.
I feel like these episodes go faster, do they?
That one was like 25 minutes.
It's just weird. They seem like they go smoother for some reason.
Because we're not with each other, so they're sequentially going faster. There's not breaks in the middle. We're not getting up.
Right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 192 of Thinking Outside
197.
The Long Box.
197.
That's what I said. 197. I'm Gabe.
I'm Tim.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
And today we are going to be talking about the Amazon original Undone.
Let me guess. Tim didn't watch this either.
Totally watched this one.
Nice. So this is my wife's suggestion, and holy shit, am I glad she suggested this. Because this show, yeah, I can't say a lot of S's in a row. I know, right? So I did not start watching this until yesterday at about, I don't know, 8 o'clock at night.
Yes.
And then I finished it like a couple hours later. Like it was fucking great.
I told you they go by pretty quick.
This show is awesome. They go really quick. I really, really dug it.
I'm sitting in. I can hear.
I don't know how awesome the show is, but I enjoyed it.
I'm surprised that you didn't really, really dig this with how much it is about time travel and stuff like that.
But is it really about time travel, or is she just fucking crazy?
See, and that's what makes this show great, is you get to decide, is it about time travel or is she fucking crazy?
I think she's crazy.
I think she time travels.
No, so for me...
Doyle said words.
Yeah, go ahead, Doyle.
Hi.
Oh, I said, it ended... I had hoped that she was a time traveler, but it ended with her being more crazy, I think.
You're not sleeping in my bed.
No, it doesn't.
Right? Yeah, it does. There's the lie at the end, which I know could be taken as whatever, but...
That's the whole point, is that you at the end you question, is she just seeing the light because she's crazy, or is the light there because her dad is coming out of the cave?
No, she's crazy. What I don't understand is why the dad, if this is a real time-traveling situation where the dad's coming out, why wouldn't the dad just be where he was going to be? Why is he coming out of some crazy cave? Like, I don't get that.
He's Jesus.
That's how the ritual ends, is with the person that traveled through time coming out of the cave.
I don't like it.
You're crazy. This was awesome.
I dug the end because I like endings that make you think, like, oh, fuck, I wonder what's going to happen next. But I told Mel this on chat. I don't know. To me, the first three episodes or so felt like they kind of spun their wheels. And then things really finally started to get interesting about halfway through. I feel like that whole first episode, if I wasn't watching this for the show, I don't think I would have gotten past that first episode. It just didn't seem to go anywhere.
Oh, man. It caught me right off the bat. Like, the way it's illustrated and, like, so, like, you guys are familiar with how they made this, right? The rotoscoping process.
Yeah.
So, like, I like how it looked, and I love how they have the ability to make normal situations fantastical, and I think it's a really interesting way of, like, illustrating that.
Yeah.
For me, it visually grabbed me right off the bat. Like, I think it's one of the reasons why when the movie A Scanner Darkly, I probably wouldn't have finished if it wasn't for the way it was animated. And this did the same thing where it grabbed me, and I knew because they were doing the rotoscope process with it, they would be adding a lot of like visually really interesting stuff to it.
Like the indigenous dance, South Bottom
Yeah.
part.
So I'm actually going to go against, I actually think the opposite. For me, the way this looked is what took me a lot out of what I was trying to watch, because the illustration and the roto, whatever, the rototilling, the hair sometimes is not in place. I was beating it up because the much like Dark Crystals, where the puppets fall kind of weird, like it doesn't, it's not fluid. It looks like it's skipping. And I just, it took me too far out because shit was, it just, it looks like it was somebody's class project who was just learning how to do this kind of thing to me. Hair was in the play out of place. Clothes were kind of funky. The way people moved was weird. And that took me completely out of it. I actually dug the storyline. That was kind of the mainstay for me. I was okay with it. I like some of the things because you do, like Mel was just saying, you did get to see some of the kind of dancing, and you know, some things happen that are really cool. But when mom and daughter or sister and sister are just talking and shit looks broken up and weird to me, I can't, it's hard for me to focus on what's going on.
Can we all agree that her mom is kind of a bitch?
Kind of.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I would miss
mom sucks mini twats in that movie. Not true.
Like, even early on, I was like, I don't know, this has kind of got this weird crime noir feel to it, but whatever is going on at the end, there's no way the mom doesn't have a role in it.
Oh, for sure.
I feel like it's if your whole plan as a mother or father is to get your kid to trust something you're saying, you don't keep 95% of the story away from her. You know what I mean? Like, she was pushing pills the whole time without being like, hey, your dad was schizophrenic. You know, maybe it's a gene thing. Maybe you should know about this stuff. Instead, she's just pushing pills down her throat. And I just don't think that was a very effective way of doing it.
Yeah, she definitely was bad at communicating. That's for sure.
Yeah, she worst mother of the year for sure.
Like,
her sister's a piece of shit, too, honestly, in my opinion.
Oh, for sure.
Like, her sister's a piece of shit, her mom's a piece of shit. Her boyfriend is, like, should go to jail, really. The part where she's like, I broke up with you and I didn't remember and you're fucking me still, like, that's rape.
It would have been weird if I would have stopped.
And then,
let's be honest, babe.
Yeah, that's really
dad,
weird.
The dad, not super great either.
No.
Yeah, well, yeah, experimenting on his own daughter.
Yeah.
At least he's dead.
But
his reason for experimenting on her was good, though. He wanted to try to make it so she didn't fall apart like his mom, you know?
Right.
Not realizing that he was also schizo.
See, that's the thing that made me forgive his actions a little bit more, was the fact that he didn't know that he was schizophrenic, or he at least didn't know that that's what was going on in his brain, because it didn't seem like anybody was helping him very much. And so the fact that the mom knows that that's maybe a possibility, it's communication. You got to talk to her, tell her the story. Looks, this is what happened. You know, at the end, when she's already involved in thinking that she's a time traveler, you know, that's it's almost too late at that point.
It's way too late at that point. Yeah. Like, if she has a mental illness, like, by the time you think you're time travel and running away to Mexico, that is too late. Like,
it's not too late. She's not dead yet.
She did fully expose herself to a bunch of children, so she's probably going to jail at some point. That's
just
either
peer places
or it's either a dream or she's schizo.
Well, no, they said that scene was a dream.
Well,
right,
the dead time traveling father said that.
I don't know.
Yeah,
they made it seem like a dream, but who knows?
I don't know. I'm on the side. I think she's schizophrenic. I don't think she's actually a time traveler.
I felt like she's probably schizo as well.
I'm looking to see if there's like some clarification. Like,
it would be. It's obviously like best case scenario that she's a time traveler. Like, hopefully she travels through times, but I don't think so.
I'm going to keep the dream alive and say I hope she's actually time traveling.
I think her existence is like a tragic, fucked up. It felt like a tragedy, like an old school tragedy. Everything about it is shit. It gives you some hope, and it ends in a pile of shit with no positive.
I personally like to think that maybe, just maybe, she's a time traveler, and that's good enough for me.
Well, maybe you're part of the problem, Gabe. Instead of getting these people help, you want them to believe that they're fucking time traveling.
I mean, there is probably that. That's a very distinct possibility.
Yeah. Gabe definitely is an enabler.
Yeah. She's not, I am, she's I not am crazy, sure Mel. Enabler. Hannah's time traveling. It's fine.
She's not crazy, Mel. Hannah's time traveling. She's fine.
Bullshit.
You know he'll have Greeley level shits, but look how happy he is eating those deep fried Oreos. Just let him go.
Just let him go. He's fine. He's fine.
Oh, that's funny.
So it looks like the show's co-creator, Katie Purdy, was a writer for BoJack Horseman.
Oh, I love that show.
And then Raphael Bob Waxberg asked her to develop a show idea. Purdy had lived in Guadalajara, Mexico for a couple years growing up and had been into shamanistic medicine, so she based the show around that and then basically developed the plot from there. So, I don't know, that's pretty interesting.
She was a writer on BoJack Horseman.
Bravo.
I'm definitely thinking she's schizophrenic because that show is also a pile of shit inside of shit.
Mel is a giant fan of BoJack Horseman, and I cannot get into it.
Let's be clear. I'm not a giant fan. I just, it's one of the shows I like, but it's, how do I say this?
How many seasons of it have you watched?
I'm into the fifth season.
She's a giant fan of BoJack Horseman.
I like it, but it's kind of like that conversation we had earlier about, What's that other show I watched with Ashton Kutcher and
The Ranch?
Yeah, it's like it's not super gripping, but there's just enough drama in it. They're like, "What's this train wreck gonna do?"
Yeah, I'm not into it. If it doesn't keep my interest pretty actively, I'm definitely not gonna watch five seasons of it.
Ooh. It's just like one of those shows that's like brutally sad a lot. But
BoJack Horseman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it has a for sure. Gabe, I will tell you I was on team time travel until I found out that the dad had schizophrenia. And then I completely changed my mind about it.
What if he was just bad at time travel?
No, he had schizophrenia.
I mean, whimey, wibbly wobbly.
You don't even know.
He did.
Gabe, we're the only ones keeping the magic alive here.
There's no magic. When you have a mental health issue, I'm calling you out on your bullshit, Gabe. You're not a time traveler.
I am too a time traveler. Get off my dick.
calling you out on your bullshit. Brain's fucked.
Your brain's fucked up.
I know I'm a time traveler because when I smoke like three bong rips, then next thing I know is 4 hours later. Time travel, bitch.
I wanted to get high today, but I feel like inevitably I'm gonna get the coronavirus and they're gonna test me and then like, well, let's just fire him because he tested positive.
that would be shitty.
you know they're doing that. I almost guarantee you they are.
Of course they are, dude. They're like running to the bottom to fire as many people as possible.
Oh, I mean, right now we're not. We're trying to hire people because people
not coming in.
And they hear someone cough, and they're like, fuck this, I'm out of here.
They won't even tell the Weld County Health Department how many people from the facility have tested positive for corona.
It's because they're Brazilian, and they think they can hide it. They're just like, eh, we'll tell you later, how about that?
yeah, ask us in 2 months.
JBS is like, JBS is slowly killing all of Greeley.
Right.
Oh shit! Doesn't somebody from there listen to our show? That we probably shouldn't be talking crap about it. And get Doyle fired.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, I don't care anymore. I got like video of just unsanitary shit I could throw at them if I wanted to. Like how there's no hot water on the weekends, but we have to work on the weekends. The fuck's that?
That's fucking crazy illegal.
Yeah, there's no paper towels, so it's just like, yeah, I'm supposed to wash my hands with cold water, not have a paper towel to open the door handle that everybody's touched. Like, they built in the tunnel, they built this like secluded double door system that they're going to be temping people at. And I'm like, so you're going to wait till everyone's crowded up in the tunnel to test them for corona temp, as opposed to outside before they walk in. Everybody's then going to be joined right next to each other.
I think the corona lives in that tunnel. Corona.
Thank you for being 6 inches away from everyone right now. Like, they just don't think before they do fucking anything.
Oh, dude, it's going to be
if I wasn't fairly secluded in an office in the back, I would have stopped going to work. There's no way I would keep going if I was, like, in Fab or something like that.
Damn Fab.
Shit's crazy.
So, Undone.
I wish I could time travel back to make this shit not happen.
Right.
But yeah, instead, I only time travel the one way, because I don't take peyote, I just take peyote. The weed.
We'd have to kill all the Chinese.
Oof.
Fuck, Doyle.
That's where I came from. And a bat. Yeah. Or you find the one bat, but that's probably pretty hard, too.
You know that's like Fox News bullshit, right?
Oh, probably.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, Tim.
Yeah.
What'd you think of Undone on a scale sometime in the past?
One to negative two bats.
Well, I'll start with this one. I will say that Undone has an 8 out of 10 almost done.
Did Undone pull anything like Shudder to anybody else who's read Shudder?
A little bit, yeah.
I kind of feel stole Shudder.
Yeah.
I mean, with the exception of, like, the placement of it, like, this is very obviously in, like, the real world where Shudder is its own weird thing.
Yeah, it's just, like, the... Whoa.
That's butt.
It's just, like, the tone of it, if that makes sense. Like, the daughter...
No, that makes sense.
Like, it felt very Shudder-esque to me. In fact, when I first started watching it, I was like, is this, like, some kind of Shudder thing? Until I was, like, 15 minutes in and realized it's absolutely not, but...
So what would you give it, Doyle? What do you think?
I still really liked it. I'd say like a 7 or 8 out of 10.
Nice. I'd probably be at around a 7 as well.
Like, I enjoyed the show. I like it more if she's schizo. Because, like, you just don't get enough shows like that to me. Where it's no cliche. Like, she turns out to be... Everything's totally fucked like it is in the real world. And then her dad killed himself and his partner.
What would be fucked if that was just what the show did? She had a lifetime
of schizophrenia away from her. Really shitty family. That's some support system.
I mean, for me, like, this gets probably like an 8 out of 10, like 8.5 out of 10. It really grabbed me. Like, it grabbed me and it kept going and it was a really satisfying watch. It was enjoyable and it was entertaining and, like, it, you know, at the very end, it definitely made me think some, and that was really, really cool.
I will say I like how they were not hour-long episodes.
Me too.
They went by very quick.
It made it seem faster.
It was very wrapped up the way it could have been, if that made sense.
For sure.
But those were hour-long episodes. I don't think I'd like this show very much.
I definitely think this is 3.5 hours worth of television as opposed to 8 to 10 hours worth of television. Like, if it was... It definitely doesn't need another season. And if it was like you said, hour-long episodes, I don't think it would have gripped me nearly as well as this did. It felt like they made a very long movie and then said, oof, we cannot release a freaking 4-hour movie. And they're like, well, let's turn it into like some half-an-hour episodes. And that's what they did. So,
yeah,
it's like reverse Mandalorian.
Yeah, exactly. We made a 60-minute movie. Let's turn it into 8 hours of television.
And it was still good.
Oh, but the second season is better than that.
I will disagree with Gabe that I hope this gets a second season.
Really?
So they can tell us she's schizo. Cool.
I feel like you totally ruined
it. Or not. Honestly, if this show keeps you like at the end of every season, like, well, she maybe, maybe not still.
I mean, they could do it. It's definitely, you know, her dad could come out of the cave, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, but they would definitely have to deal with that in some way. There's got to be some reason why she's still on the hook to, like, listen to her dad in the afterlife, unless they're going to instantaneously revealed that she is in fact not a time traveler and her dad is still alive, or people just see him and as soon as he's there, there's no history of him being dead. And then it can be, is she schizo because she has like timelines in her brain that don't match, or is she a time traveler? You know what I'm saying? Like where everybody's like, no, dad's always been alive. You're crazy.
Is she alien and everything around her is planted?
Like the Truman Show?
Yeah, we just go a totally different way.
What if they go full Cloverfield Lane and like a war machine alien comes out of the cave and kills her, and then the movie just or the show just becomes something totally different?
Yeah.
Right angle. Feels like a Cloverfield monster.
Oh, that'd be amazing if this was the first season of a 2-season Cloverfield show and we just don't know it.
That'd be fucking amazing.
Are they still going to go on with anything Cloverfield related? It feels like it died off.
I haven't heard any news.
I think they're supposed to come out with like a movie or two like every other year or so. That was my understanding.
Yeah, I haven't heard any news yet.
I'm ready for something new. I love that shit.
Right? It is really good. Anything else?
I think we're done, boys.
Nice. Crazy.
Well, with that said, be sure to check us out at TOTLB.com. That'll lead you to all our different social medias where you can tell us what you think of Undone. And, of course, you can find us on Patreon.com/TOTLB where you can support the show like many others have. I don't have the list in front of me, but we definitely love you guys and love the support that you give us. Thank you so much for everything you do for us. Check out our YouTube, tinyurl.com/TOTLBtube. And, of course, if you have an opinion, one of the easiest ways that you can share it with us is by calling the Michael Kirk Memorial Hotline, 970-573-6148. Be sure to give us a call. Let us know what you think of Undone or, you know, pretty much anything else that you're watching. We'd love to hear show ideas. We'll always take them. Going forward, be sure to check us out at all those different places. With that said, I've been Gabe.
I'm Tim.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
And this has been episode 197 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. We will talk to you in a couple days. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Baron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albi is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Baron Space production.